think we're actually changing the podcast.
Hi everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back to sort of it's episode 135, but it's a sort of a stopgap episode, just the two of us. We're currently both on the road a lot, and I've been ill.
Countries.
And parent duties, everything. We've just had a mad few weeks, mate. We've not really had time to get in the studio since our last episode. So you're currently in a hotel in Cardiff.
Just got here from up north as well, like 4.5 hours on motorway. Then about 45 minutes looking for parking.
It's mad. Yeah, Cardiff city centre.
Oh my god!
Because the Glee where you're playing, it's funny. They used to put you in a hotel in between the city and the bay, and you could just park for free because it was like in the.
That was a lovely little hotel, wasn't it?
It was nice. It was on the canal, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and then they started putting you up down in a service department in the bay, which was cool, but there was no parking there. It was pretty.
It's
annoying.
All about the NCP, isn't it? Like,
but then now you're in the city. It's probably the best location in terms of like if you want to explore Cardiff, you're in a
Pret or something.
Well, just like you know, if you want to actually go and see the city, but parking in Cardiff City Central is madness, mate.
Oh my god! I was just, you know, when you park in one of those NCPs, like the open air ones, the outside one, and then the queue for the ticket machine is about 25 man strong.
Oh man!
And I'm doing the ticket. And there's so much pressure to when the queue's behind you.
And I
did it. I touched my card, and I didn't get a ticket, but I just stepped to one side and stood. I just couldn't deal with it.
I just went and
sat in my car for a minute and just downloaded the app and just did that.
Like, fucking hell.
It's so much pressure.
I know.
Families behind you.
And if your card suddenly just doesn't work, you know, so I've got that thing where my I've got a joint account card that I use for my date. Like if me and Hannah, like if you're out and you buy some groceries or something, that's what you put it on. And it's well strict. If you like tap it in three shops in a row, the next shop it just doesn't.
The SAS come bursting in.
My phone blows up. But like that's
just
proper.
Arrested on the spot.
So, but it just blankly just goes no. It gets declined, and then I have to go in and do the PIN and stuff. Right, so it's got like a three shop max.
Is it a Monzo?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're
well strict, man. Like so. And it's that thing of, yeah, anytime I'm in a shop where there's a big queue and I tap it and it just gets declined, I just go into such a... In my head, I'm just so embarrassed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because you just think everyone's going, oh, gutted, man. This guy hasn't got £3 for a fucking
this
sandwich.
This man's at the overdraft limit and he wants... Should we have a fucking whip round and get this poor man a coffee? This one's on the house.
But, yeah... And then I really make a big deal over it. I go, no, I've just tapped it a few too many times. Got to put the pin in, and I put the pin in. Yep, there you go. It's all fine. Got
you
the money.
Just turn around and face the queue and just explain.
Guys, can I have everyone's attention for a second?
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me. Can you look over this way, please? Can you turn your phones off, please, and start comparing it.
I've been, mate, since we last did an episode, I've been ill, man. I got that super cold that was going around.
Yeah, I know a few people that
rubbish,
have got that.
Proper rubbish. Like, worst cold I've ever had, hands down.
I reckon you might have got that at the Albion Rooms, because a couple of people got it there, I heard about, when we did the Albion Rooms gig. Yeah.
Oh, right.
I mean, it could have been anywhere, couldn't it? But
yeah. But because I had a little bit of a cold, and then we recorded an episode. I was all right then a couple of days, and then last weekend, fuck man, I got rough. I was proper coughing and like sweaty and fuck. I've not had that. I don't think I've ever had that. I've never had flu, so I don't know what that feels like.
Oh, really? Stuff
You know when people talk about having a flu and they're like, I couldn't get out of bed. I've always in my head secretly thought, what a pussy. Yeah, because the worst I've ever had is just a bit of a cold. And I've never had anything like that. And this was the closest I've had to that. I still got
people use the word flu when they've got a cold or something, don't they? But When you've got the proper flu, you're fucked up, man.
Yeah, man, I had a couple of days where I was done. Like a Sunday, I didn't get out of bed, man. I was just in bed all day.
That's
And,
probably made you ill doing that.
it's
Is that where you
in
caught
bed just hocking heroin all day.
it?
Just chasing the dragon in bed, laying down, quality.
It'd probably give you a bit of sniffles doing that all day.
It wasn't the best of my immune system, but
My
it's all right, you
nose
know
was
what I mean?
just, I had a nosebleed.
Mate, I was getting nosebleeds from blowing my nose so much, and that's like that sounds fucking rough. I've only, I mean, not you know, not to sort of get too honest, but in the days when I used to be on it, mate, like that's what you'd get a nosebleed when you'd been on it.
Yeah,
It
all
was
this.
horrible, wasn't it? The morning after you blow your nose, it looks like your brains were coming out,
I
which
remember,
most of them were.
I remember being in like when I did that sales job for years. That's when I was properly on it, man. We thought it was like Wall Street, like that was the vibe.
You're
And
selling like double
to
glazes.
old women, we were selling like ad space, and everyone. There was I'd go in the toilets and somebody be in the mirror going, "Come on, you can." It was that was proper. I burnt out so quickly, man. Well, I was there for 5 years, but I remember like being out on it all night long and just all night straight from out to in there. And I remember being on a call once, like this deal I was doing, and I sneezed and just blood came out.
Oh
But
God.
I'm still on the call to this like CEO of this company. It's just blood all over my phone. Oh,
It's gross, isn't it?
it's so bleak.
That's what I felt like this last week, where like I'd be in the park with Twyla, feeling like rough, but I'd take her out and I'd literally blow my nose, like, and just had to be blood in my tissue. And I'd be like, if any other parents saw me, they'd think I was like getting on it to
Getting
take her down
social
the park.
services
Yeah,
involved.
man, fucking rubbish. So I'm still a bit sniffly now, but I'm over it. I'm fine. I don't feel as fucked as I did, but it
So you're
is, yeah.
gigging at the weekend and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I'm at the boat show tonight.
Oh, that's nice and local, isn't it?
And last night I did a gig in Colchester. That I thought is what, do you never do that thing where you've got a gig in that you think's going to be like, oh, this will be some moody little pub gig or some arts, like a little arts centre or something? I got there, it was massive. Like, it's this massive bloody sort of hall in Colchester. It was wicked.
Whose gig is it?
A comedy store booked it.
Oh, okay,
But I
cool.
thought, yeah, but it just said like Colchester, and they went, oh, it's part of a leisure centre. And I was like, oh, it's going to be a little foyer cafe, you know, one of them ones where you get to a place and they've just knocked up a little comedy room.
Yeah, when they say leisure centre, you're always like, oh,
Oh God, you think you're going to be in like, yeah, you're going to be.
sports hall.
But that's what it essentially was, a sports hall, but it was massive, like loads of people.
That's nice. Was it nice? Yeah.
It was
No,
very nice.
bombed.
No, sorry, I
I
got booed
bombed, but the
off.
room was great.
I mean, loads of people. I mean, if
Wish they
anything,
would
that
have.
really, the amount of people really amplified the booing, actually. It was
I
weird.
wish they would have let me get past 6 minutes because I was enjoying it.
No, they were very nice. It was a nice gig.
I did, Jim Howarth, Comedy Hotspot. He runs some lovely. He
He
knows how to
does.
run a gig, that guy. Like,
Yes.
I've never turned up at a gig that hasn't been sort of like really good for him. So I went to the RAF Cranwell. It was an RAF base, and I'm always a bit like, oh, what's this going to be like? But it was just really lovely, man.
But what it wasn't it was for members of the public, it wasn't for RAF
No,
people.
it was for the RAF. Yeah,
But
but that's
RAF.
also a kind of a mixture of people, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, they're all in the Air Force, so they got that in common.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's not just, they're not all sitting there in pilots' outfits. They
No,
all
they
look
were
like they're
quite
from
young, a
Top
lot
Gun.
of them. Just with mirrored glasses on.
What's your name, mate? Maverick. All right, cool, man.
Mongoose. What was Tom Cruise's mate's name in it? When he
was
was go
Goose, wasn't it?
Goose, yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
It was Goose, yeah.
Maverick and Goose, and then Val Kilmer's Iceman.
Ah, oh,
Didn't they
Iceman.
release is I didn't they they released number two, didn't they? Or is that not out yet? They made number two.
Top Gun 2. I didn't know
I
that.
saw a trailer for it. I'm sure. Fuck. Hang
Oh
on.
yeah, Tom Cruise is in it again,
Oh,
isn't he? Yeah.
it's coming out next year. Top Gun Maverick. Yeah, I've seen a trailer for it. I mean, it looks a
Oh.
bit naff, innit it? Because
Yeah,
he's own
that was a
he's
big film, man, wasn't it,
yeah,
at the
man.
time?
And so what is the, because it, what year was it? 86.
Fucking hell. I don't know if I've actually, I can't, I don't know if I've actually seen the whole film, to be honest, but I know
Really?
of it,
No, I've heard of it.
yeah. I just watch trailers and then just say, yeah, I saw that, yeah. I think I've seen it because I've seen a poster of it.
It's still got, oh my God, yeah, Val Kilmer's back for the new one. He looks, have you seen Val Kilmer recently? You know, he's got like throat cancer and he's really,
Oh,
he's
shit.
eight, like he really has, you know, hit the wall a bit.
He was someone who was reportedly like really awful to work with. Like, and he just nobody wanted to work with him. So he'd stop
Why?
getting work just because he was such an arsehole. I don't
Oh,
know. Maybe he
really?
was like really demanding and stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
But
shit.
he was quality though, wasn't he?
In, so he was one of the people that, like, in some stuff is so good. He's wicked in Heat.
Yeah.
He's really good
What's that
in
Tombstone he was good in,
Tombstone.
wasn't
He's
he?
brilliant. Top Secret. Have you ever seen Top Secret? It's a f
No.
comedy. It's one of his first big breaks. He's really funny in that. Yeah, he's good, man. I liked him as
I mean,
Jim
in The
Morrison.
Doors, yeah, The
Yeah.
Doors, he was fucking quality in.
Yeah, so I do think he was very good. He was super handsome. But yeah, I think he's sort of, you know, he's aged quite badly and then he got cancer and he's just a
Such a
bit of a
shame.
mess now.
He was dreamy, wasn't he?
He was, yeah, he was.
God damn.
God damn.
God damn you, Val. Ugh.
But there's a documentary about him that's meant to be really good. Sort of follows his life and career and what he's about now and
I'd like to watch that. I bet he's a prick in real life.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I've never heard that about him, so I
Oh,
don't know.
really? Yeah, because
Yeah.
they stopped booking him in Hollywood because he was such an arsehole to work with.
Really?
I mean, unless I've just made that up, I don't know, but that's what I heard
I assume, though, most big
from my
actors are
mate.
hard to work. Yeah. You know what I mean? Surely you could have heard about like Brando and all that back in the day. They were all a nightmare, innit?
Well, I think they're like treated like gods, aren't they? So that like they're just going to get ridiculous with their demands, aren't they?
Yeah.
They can get anything they want. I don't know, and just goes they go a bit. And also in America, I think especially with these actors and that, there's a lot of prescription drugs, isn't there? Like I think that's what Brando was on. Like that, what's that big army film?
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, like he didn't even turn up to set. He was only in that last scene or something, wasn't
And he
he?
had all his lines were written all around on like on cards, weren't they? Because that's like there's that famous
Yeah.
thing like in all the every scene that he's always sitting there like that. He's always looking off into some of the distance and everyone and it, like everyone talks about how great he is, isn't it? And apparently, a lot of the sort of direct the way he sort of looks around, a lot of it is because he was just reading his lines off a wall.
I think some of these guys are a bit overrated a little bit, you know what I mean?
I mean, he was wicked though, Brando. He's like he's quality in The
Godfather,
Godfather. Like, he is good in Apocalypse Now, and like you know, you watch him
Streetcar
back
Named
in.
Desire. That was him, wasn't it? Yeah, that was
Yeah,
good.
and what's the oh, what's the one? The big fucking, not is it Guys and Dolls? Who's in?
Was he in that? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
Was
sure it's
that
Guys and
a
Dolls.
musical?
Yeah, he's in one of those big that musicals of that time. I can't remember which one,
I
but I'm.
think people like Jimmy Cagney are like, I don't know, like, it just gets on my nerves. I just don't really get it that much. Like,
Well, there's a
top
lot
of the
of,
world, ma.
yeah, a lot of
And
that
he's
old
like,
school acting has
fuck
dated
off.
quite badly, isn't it? Whereas at
Like,
least
is
Brando
this.
was, Brando moved with the times, you know what I mean? He was a bit of that in the
Yeah.
old days, and
And then he
then
was Godfather. He
he,
was good,
yeah,
wasn't he?
and then like he was this fucking old sort of sinister bald guy in a cave, essentially.
But Jimmy Cagney was like this hard nut little gangster, but then could tap dance. You're like, what, who is he? What do you
Yeah,
do?
but that's what I think they were all like so well trained, weren't they? They could do everything. They were song and dance people.
Yeah,
Whereas now actors are
juggle.
just actors now are just fucking all very serious actors.
Oh no, they could do like ventriloquism
Yeah.
and like play a badass gangster. Like, who are you?
Pretty funny to go from serious gangster to like hitting a
Street
tap
and
dance.
yeah, swinging around a lamppost.
I bought a pair of trousers recently that are like a bit of a Gene Kelly trouser. They're fucking wicked. High-waisted 50s sort of style. Big turn-ups. But I love them, mate. And then I got super glue on them 2 days after I bought them, but That's a different story.
What were you doing? Super gluing them on.
I love them so much, mate. Also, I'm never taking these off.
Just use Pritt stick or something.
I was super gluing something else, and then it dropped, it dripped out and hit the trouser.
What were you super gluing?
I was trying to make a advent calendar out of toilet rolls,
Oh, I've been
and
there. Yeah, I've done that.
and it just fucking went shit. I'm not even. I end up not even doing it anyway. I'm not even going to use what I made because it was crap.
I thought I saw a picture of one that was made, that you
What?
made.
No. So I was making one for that, and then I bailed out, and now I've got a little. I had a little purple Christmas tree in a cupboard that I'm using instead, and I've just got them wrapped. The things wrapped underneath.
Oh,
So.
cool.
It was a bit
You're
of a
going to be
trial.
lagging and you're drinking alcohol every morning
I know it's going to be gross,
to come to
but
some AA meetings in January. I'll be
I'll
your
just show up in
sponsor.
December.
I'll take you through the 12 steps in January. Don't worry about it.
It's only like, I mean, yeah, it's going to be. I'm interested to see how
You'll
it goes.
do one in next year, be the 12 steps.
The 12 days of liver sclerosis. I was gonna say, yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. It was a fun little challenge that Hannah sort of came up with, and then I was like, yeah, that'll be funny. And then the moment I've realised I've got to do it, I was sort of a bit like, oh God, because last year when I did the coffee one, it was really fun, but it was also it's fucking hard. It was work in the end. Like, I had to film myself making my coffee every morning and then edit it and put it out.
That's fun to do over Christmas, though, isn't it? I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 24 days in a row. So, like, doing it with booze, nothing's gonna make me not want to edit a video more than a double shot of something. I'm just gonna be angry when I've got to sit there and knock up the
What
video.
about after the double shot? Will you get a little taste and want to get out on it, or will you?
No. It
You'll
depends.
be
Do you
all
know
right.
what? It depends on the time, because obviously there's some days I can do it first thing, and then I'll just be fine, and I'll have lunch and get on with my day. But there'll be days when I might have something on in the morning, so I can't do it in the morning. I've got to do it
I mean,
after
what you
lunch.
can do is just do it in the evening and just release it in the morning.
Yeah, I could do, I suppose, but I do want to try and have them do them in the daytime just for authenticity.
Yeah,
But
yeah,
there's
yeah.
a few days I've got stuff in the diary in the morning that I just can't, you can't fucking, I couldn't take Twyla to the dentist after a double tequila, could I? Do you know what I mean? Just
Stinking a
rolling,
drink.
stinking of fucking booze, just getting leery when they're sort of, have you been brushing her teeth? Who the fuck are you to ask me
Getting in their
that?
face. Can you please let go of my capels, Miss my lapels, Mr. Donnelly? But I mean the last few days of it, you'll be in a park anyway, probably. Do
Be in rehab.
it from the Priory.
I reckon there's going to be a couple of days where, yeah, if I've got something on in the morning, I can't do it till the afternoon, and I'm meant to be going out that night or something, it will end up being the start of the evening. Do you know what I mean? It'll be like,
So it's two shots a day, or it's just one
well,
shot
it's
a morning?
one double, like them miniatures are, you can get the tiny miniatures, but it turns out Hannah bought the double miatures, so they're like 50 mils.
So you don't have to do the whole bottle, though, do
I
you?
don't. I mean, if it and there's going to be days when it's something disgusting that I make some
I
sort of
mean, you
cocktail and
don't
I
have
hate
to do
it.
any of it. Like, there's no law. I
Yeah.
mean, you only absolutely have to do half of it, right?
But I'm going to do it, and I think I'm going to try as much as possible to not bail out on any of them. So anyway, but yeah, Pete, if you're listening and you want to know how it's panned out, just go on my Instagram page, and basically from the 1st of December, every day I'll be making a cocktail essentially in the morning, like fucking Noel Coward or something. I'll be sitting around in a bloody
For
dressing
that.
gown. Yeah. So it'll be fun. It'll be a fun little thing to document, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's almost got the stakes are higher with alcohol as well. It's quite funny, isn't it?
Yeah, and the problem is though, where does it go next year? We had coffee, now alcohol.
Cocaine.
Yeah. 24
Different
different
class act.
drugs.
Just
Right.
ketamine,
Yeah, today's ketamine,
MDMA.
guys. What a surprise. Yeah, I think Next year it'll probably go a bit more innocent, I reckon.
Yeah.
Just yeah, but it'll be fun. It's a fun little, and it'll be a fun little run up to Christmas as well. It'd be nice to wake up Christmas morning and not have to drink. You know what I mean? It'll be quite a nice little.
It might make you a bit sick of it afterwards.
Definitely. I've never been a morning, or I don't even know. I like a lunch. I like sort of a Sunday lunch drink. If I meet mates and we have a few drinks, that's a nice thing. But I've never really been somebody who can drink in the
What's like
morning.
your go-to drink on a Sunday? What,
Well,
like
see,
a
I'm a
beer?
beer drinker. This is the thing. I'm a beer drinker. Like,
Yeah.
I like a spirit, but it's very rare. Like, I'll get a gin and tonic in a nice place, or I'll get a vodka and soda if I need something light. But I'm not a spirit drinker at all. You know, people can just, I've never understood people that just drink whiskey. Like, they just sit there and just have a supping on a whiskey. I'm like, you fucking mad.
I used to do that though. I used to like have a JD. I remember getting into Courvoisier for a while, thinking it was a bit classy.
I've never understood it.
I
It's like,
did like it in one of them like nice brandy
but did
glasses
you
in the
like the
winter.
flavour of it?
You know, I don't know, man. I just drank for the feeling, really.
Well, yeah, that's what. But that's my theory is no one actually likes brandy or whiskey on its own. Like, with a chuck of Coke in it, and everything tastes nice because you're drinking a Coke, aren't you? But when people just like sit and they're, yeah, when they're at a bar and they'll get, can I just get a shot of Johnny Walker Black? And you're like,
I used
fuck
to
off, mate.
like, I don't know what I liked about it. Maybe it weren't the taste. I don't know. It felt like it was the taste at the time, but if it was non-alcoholic, I wouldn't have bothered. So
Exactly.
it was more the feeling. Yeah. I
Whereas,
used
like,
to like that shot in a Jack
yeah.
Daniel's back, and like, I felt like a cowboy.
Yeah,
And like
yeah,
that hit on the back of my throat, it would give me like, Elah! And I'd
yeah. Yeah,
shiver.
yeah, yeah, yeah. And then what, you get a
And
warm
then
feeling.
I'd get another one.
And then that warm feeling
I
turns
remember
into
having
the
an
cold
argument.
feeling when you wake up on the streets.
That did happen. I remember like getting so out my nut once. I was pretending to be the I was in Victoria Station with my mate Tom Quinn. He listens to this sometimes, but we were at Victoria at about 12:30 at night. Anyway, the last trains, but I'd come from work, so I had a blue shirt on that didn't look that dissimilar to a train guy.
Yeah.
And you know those information desks?
I think you've told me this before.
It was empty.
Yeah.
So I went and sat in it,
That's
and
funny.
people were like walking past. I was going, cancelled, cancelled. And then some guy with this massive builder, he had a bag of fish and chips in his hand, walking past. And I went, cancelled. And he went, what? And I was just quite like, I was just being bluntly
Oh,
rude.
God.
And I said, it's cancelled, mate. And he went, oh, all right. And then for a minute, it just looked so big. I went, no, mate, I'm only joking. I don't even work here. And he fucking absolutely switched on me. He just dragged me out.
I love it. I love it when just somebody's just being leery and then somebody just calls their bluff, man.
He just fucking started swinging me round. But my mate Tom was looking from a bit of a distance, and he said the guy was trying to not spill his chips and beat me up.
It's even more
And
embarrassing for you.
but
Imagine getting
then I
beaten
got.
up and somebody doesn't even spill their chips.
He was so big, I was so drunk, but so I beat the shit out of Nana really. But I got thrown out of the station, and that's what happened. I was in Victoria, and there was this big group of homeless guys there, and I just walked over to them and just sat down with them and had a chat and that, and just ended up staying there all night.
So fucking gross, isn't it?
I
It's
know.
so
Waking up
gross.
in the morning and there's commuters just feet going past. And I'm, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you're not ready to wake up yet, so you look around and you go back to sleep for a little while.
But normally that's in your own bed, not in
I
a not in a, an archway of a train station.
know. I just, yeah, I remember just getting a cab home in the morning thinking, man,
Oh,
I need to
God.
stop drinking.
I mean, that is, there is definitely sometimes, I've never had that moment with drink where I've genuinely found myself. I've been pissed all over the world. I've been in situations where it's got a bit leery or whatever. I've never had that thing where I've woken up somewhere that's made me go, I need to stop drinking, which is good. It means I've, I don't get it. Like, I think that's when, yeah, when you start finding yourself in those situations, when rather than try and get home, you'll just sleep with homeless people. That is definitely a sign that maybe it's time to knock it on the head, innit?
And the homeless people thought like Jesus has arrived, because I had all this cash and I'm like giving them cash, go and get drink, and they're bringing drink back, and like it's one of
Fucking
them
hell.
one of them took 20 quid and just didn't come back. And like, I'm just like, they just thought the Messiah had arrived. They were just all sitting around me with this fire, and I'm telling them about, I used to be in a band, and like, just talking so much shit.
Oh God.
They were just, it was quite surprising how kind of like normal they were, actually quite intelligent, and they all had kind of, you know, they'd all lived a life, and I don't know, they all had a different story for how they ended up there.
Very few people just are born homeless, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's like,
I mean, obviously it does happen, but I mean, what I mean is most people you see on the streets of London have ended up there after bad life events.
Yeah, a lot of them are like ex-military or like, you know, health issues or a lot of them are addicts.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, people don't realise it can. It is not a far jump between your normal life and ending up on the streets, man. Do you know what I mean? A few things go wrong and it can just happen. Like, I think that's what I always try and give money to homeless people when I've got, if I've got cash on me, you know, I'll always give it to them. And if I'm walking into a shop and there's someone outside, often I'll buy them a sandwich and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just that thing of, because I know it ain't that, you know, people walk past and think like that is, they're almost like a different species.
Yeah,
isn't
like
it?
They're so detached from it. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't realise that you lose your job and like make a bad decision where you suddenly lose your friends or your family relationships. And a couple of the things can happen and the snowball starts, man. You end up just, your life falls apart. So I've never ever had that thing of thinking of them as not just me after a few bad things happening.
It's like in America, a lot of them, like, they've had an accident or whatever and they've hurt themselves, so they've got like painkillers from the doctor.
Yeah.
And then they've just got hooked on painkillers, and then the prescription stops, then they just go over to like fucking meth because just physically addicted, and then the next thing they're just sucking man's dick with meth. You know, and that's where I meet them, not really.
But no, you're right. It is literally, like, obviously always, that's the extreme
the moral
version.
Of that
but...
story is always carry meth with you because you can get blowjobs.
But no, you're right. It is that thing of, you know, yeah. Then if you'd meet that person, imagine, you know, you meet a guy sucking someone off in an alleyway. The assumption would be
you look down and meet him. Hi, I'm Julian, by the way.
But like, you wouldn't assume it started with them like spraining their ankle.
No, I mean, no one sucks a dick for drugs on their first try of drugs, do they?
But yeah, so it's
a suck man's dick for crack. Yeah, the first time I did crack, what?
I think you might have used it as an excuse, mate.
You'd have just give him 20 quid, mate.
But yeah, so that is, I think people should, I don't, it annoys me when people get shitty. If you know, people joke, like, I've been with friends when I've given something to a homeless person or bought them something, and they almost have a judgment of me, like I've done something wrong. You know, or like, you know, there's that old thing when people say they're just going to spend it on drugs, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just think, well, of course, why not? They're on the streets, mate. Anything they can spend it on that will make that next 24 hours a bit more manageable is fine with me.
That's all you're going to spend it on anyway, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, mate. But yeah, I said of the moral of that story, everyone, is if you do help out a homeless person, if you see them, if you can, you know.
Suck their dick, maybe. You know what I mean? Give a bit back.
That's what I'm doing this Christmas.
Going around sucking their dicks.
Yeah. Watching me getting kicked out of the Salvation Army support team. What? I'm just trying to give back, mate. They're just like, yeah, I meant to give them sandwiches. Fuck, they've all got a sandwich, mate. I just wanted to nosh.
I bet they haven't had a blowjob in ages. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God. It's some cities, man, you see it, there's so many homeless, I think like Birmingham actually has got so many homeless people. Like last time I was in Birmingham, it was really noticeable. Obviously London's
maybe
got,
they just look homeless there.
I meant Brummies. That's what I meant, I forgot.
It's an easy mistake to make.
But you know, London, because London's such a big city, obviously we've got the most homeless people per, you know, I'm sure, I don't know if it's per capita.
One in every two people are homeless.
But I think obviously they're spread out because London's so big. But like, because the smaller city centres, man, Birmingham, Glasgow, like Cardiff, actually, I saw a lot of people in Cardiff when I was there recently. Like, you do really see it. I mean, it's not on the level of like when I was in LA a few years ago, man. That is, they've got like proper shanty towns now. It's crazy.
Like Skid Row and stuff. Is that in LA?
It is, isn't it? Isn't Skid Row off? Is it Hollywood Boulevard? What's the one? Or Sunset Strip? There's one that's like,
It's just a like shanty. It's like fucking cardboard boxes for the
yeah.
whole
There's
road.
loads of them, but there's not. There's loads. I mean, you'll
I've been
be
on like Google Maps and had to look through there and that. It's
looking for property, looking for somewhere to not stag
looking
when you
for
get over
BJ's.
Just drop a pin on that bit for when I get there. Yeah, there is. I saw like proper. It is like homeless cities. Like we'd be driving down like the hipster part of fucking Sunset Boulevard, whatever. Turn left, and in the road behind there would be like hundreds and hundreds of homeless people. Like they're really just brushing it under the carpet currently in LA. They're not doing anything about it. They're not helping
It's
anyone.
so
It's
bad, isn't it? The richest country by far in the world, or China, but I think America is, isn't it? Yeah. And
I
they've
think,
got that
yeah.
going on.
And especially
It's
somewhere like
mad.
LA, where like, literally 30 meters the other side of that road is a row of fucking
Billionaire
hipster,
houses.
yeah, and hipster shops and boutiques and all that. It's brutal.
Oh no, it's mad.
But I don't know. I don't know what the
They
answer
should
is.
get jobs, maybe. Not really.
They tried that thing. Do you
Why
remember
don't they
doing?
just get into the movies? Do you know what I mean? There's a
It will
lot
probably
of money
work.
in that.
Every one of them is an out of work actor, mate. But there was that thing at the start of COVID where they put homeless people in London like up in hotels, right, to stop the spread of COVID. They're like, we'll put them in hotels. It was like, oh, what? You could just do that the whole time. That
I
would
know.
be, imagine being, that would be so like harsh, being a homeless person. Suddenly you're in a hotel. Obviously it'd be some moody hotel, but it's indoors. And imagine that. And then about 3 months later, once they've slowed the curve, they're like,
Right,
fuck
get
off, get out.
back in the doorway.
Yeah, it's brutal. Surely, financially, it would be work out long term better for the economy to keep them in there, to get set up, get a job, and then like, work their way back into society rather than just let them just lie in the sort of doorways and shit, man.
I know it is. It is. I mean, there is a lot of charities that do go out, and I often see someone like kneeling down and helping homeless people and chatting to them and that. And it's nice. I mean, a lot. I don't know. I don't know how they end up like not get. I don't know how they don't can't get out of that situation. I don't know.
Well, I suppose you can't get a job without an address or something, can you? You can't get on benefits without an address either. So it's loads of things. You just get caught in it. It's like a
The doorway
spiral.
of Primark can't really can't write
Just
that down. But I remember the other day outside up the creek in on Creek Road in Greenwich, there was a guy there, and I said to, and he was like looking for when they say I need money for accommodation tonight, I'm trying to get £10.
Yeah.
And I said to him, look, mate, I'll just go in and buy you some alcohol, because I thought
Yeah.
that's what he really wants. And he was like,
Yeah.
no, honestly, mate, I don't want any alcohol. I was like, are you
Yeah.
sure? I'd just go in Tesco. And I was like, I'll stick up your ass, Nana, really. But then I said, and I said, what, you're really looking for a cop? So I gave him like some £9.99 because I didn't want him quite knowing. But then I gave him like some money for accommodation. But then I'm thinking, why are they charging £10 for accommodation?
I
Like,
don't know. I've never understood how that.
either it's a
I've always had
charity.
the same thing you had, which was the assumption that they just say that to get a bit of money to
Unless he
get
wanted
comfortable.
drugs, do you know what I mean? But
Probably, yeah, which they didn't
I
sell in
mean,
Tesco's.
I said I'll
So
hook him up,
you can't
mate.
put it on your fucking contactless.
But I mean, if I was him, I'd want drugs as well.
So, I mean, totally. That's again another thing. I've never judged. When you see a homeless guy who's just out of his nut, and you can see people looking all
I
like
want them when I'm me,
judgy.
so if I
Yeah,
was him.
exactly. I want that on a stag do, mate. I mean, you think I wouldn't
Want
want
them
it
when I'm in Las
homeless?
Vegas.
Yeah, I've never understood that judgment of people that just get out of their mind because their life is so hard.
I know, it's brutal out there, man.
Absolutely, bro. I would be off my face all the time, mate.
Just
I would
crying.
jump straight to heroin, I reckon, if I ended up on the streets. Just get
You
straight
might
up.
as well. You
Get it out
might
of the
as
way.
well,
Get
right?
yourself set up on it.
Get some of that fentanyl.
And just be dead within a week.
May as well.
Yeah, it's anyway, it's a bleak topic, but you know.
Sold a big issue.
Yeah, how does that work?
I
Like, do you
think
just I don't how much
they,
money do you get?
I reckon they get about 40% of it. I don't know, but
Really?
there's
That's
one
not
guy
bad.
outside Blackheath Station that is really, and there's a guy outside Sainsbury's in North Greenwich. They're really good at it. Like
Yeah.
they're making money, fair play
Making
as well.
millions of what you're gonna say.
But they probably are, like, not millions, but they're making a good, like,
Literally,
and fair
this guy,
play,
he
they're
owns a
good at
four
it.
bedroom townhouse around the corner in Blackheath.
But he's really good. Like, he makes you want to buy it. I've bought it a couple of times. I'm not going to do it every time because I don't read that shit.
Have you ever read it?
I
It's
don't
not a
know.
great magazine. I think it, I don't know if it used to be all right. The last couple of times I've bought it, I've been a bit like, this is a bit, you know, it's nice to buy it, but often I'll just give them a bit of money and not take the copy, just say, don't worry about it, mate. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
yeah, yeah.
I don't want your shitty
Stick it up your ass, mate.
magazine. But no, but it's not, I've just, I've not loved it when I've read it the last few times. But, you
I
know.
don't think I've ever, I might have read it once, like 10 years ago or something, on a tube.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what else is going down before we wrap up the proceedings? You know.
So I was trying to find parking. It was such a nightmare, man. So I came into the hotel and I parked on this little slope next to the hotel. And the guy who works downstairs in the hotel, this Italian guy, like told me a road I could park on. So I went there and I couldn't park on it. And I was
Oh,
getting
shit.
so. I was getting really annoyed at him for
Yeah.
telling me. And I felt like going back there and like saying, you know, when you're really up to, you know, when you're angry, you just, I was angry at him. And like, by the time, and then I thought, I'm just going to say to him, mate, you shouldn't really tell people this wrong information. That's just cost me half an hour. But when I got there, I was like, oh, thanks for that. Yeah, it was all full up. Like, I'm so over polite.
But thanks for ruining that hour of my
Yeah,
life.
no, but no, but it was nice to see the back streets of Cardiff.
It's
But then I said to him, can I just leave the car there just for an hour? He said, and the way he phrased it just annoyed me. He went, no, you can't park there. I mean, obviously not. Like he said, obviously. And I'm like, oh God. I
so
felt like going,
dismissive of what you've
yeah.
said.
Just don't say obviously to me, mate.
Yeah,
It's just
no, obviously not, but you know, it just makes you feel like such an idiot. Like, why have you not thought of that?
Yeah, and I knew it was an off chance, but I knew it was kind of probably not. But he didn't need to say, you know, Italians are quite blunt, aren't they? He was being nice, but I just think he chose his words wrong.
When I was in that hotel you're in a couple of weeks back, and it's
Who
there was
owns it? Someone owns it, not
no, it
Paul.
used to be owned by John Malkovich when it was the Big Sleep.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
But there was the two nicest receptionists I've had in a hotel for years. Like, there was two, I think there were Spanish girls, and they were so friendly and so
So
nice.
fit.
But they were just like, they were just, you know, when you just like, you're just so, after a conversation with somebody, you just can't believe how nice they were, considering they just work in a hotel, like reception. Because normally, like, I'm not saying receptionists are always quite nice, but they were like so nice. It was memorable.
Oh, I got to my hotel on Friday, no, Thursday at about midnight. It was just a little hotel on the M1. And I got there and I was so tired after the gig and that. And I'd booked the wrong fucking date.
Oh, God.
And the hotel was full up.
So what did you do?
I just found another hotel and I found this hotel I found was so nice. It was a Holiday Inn, but you know, not an express, like a really nice one.
Yeah.
It was so nice. I just ended up staying there for 2 nights. And it
So
had a
fun.
gym, a
Have a little
pool.
holiday. Oh,
Yeah, it was so good.
yeah. What are you gonna do? Did you manage to get a refund on the one you booked for the wrong night?
That just cut out then. It just said, did you ma?
I said, did you get a refund
No. I mean,
for
it
the one
wasn't
that you
that
booked wrong?
expensive, but you know, when you book it and it says you can book a refundable one for a bit more, I just booked the non-refundable one.
Fuck, that's annoying.
I know.
Oh well. But
Just have to
Cardiff.
take the hit.
But you're at the Cardiff Glade tonight. That'll be fun. That's a nice
Yeah, it'd be
gig.
lovely, man.
A lovely gig that. Right, let's wrap it up, mate. We'll put this out. This was what we did. We've decided to go old school and do a little Zoom
And we're gonna start,
episode.
yeah, we're gonna hit the studio a lot more now, aren't we? And
Now I've
get
recovered from
some
the super cold.
yeah,
Oh, I mean, I'm
start.
still a bit sniffly, but I'm definitely I'm on I'm but I'm almost back to normal. I'm not fucking dying.
And you just dropped a special on
Oh yeah,
Patreon.
so this is a nice little Patreon We mentioned it. I think it was on one of our Patreon get-togethers. I was talking about how I've got a couple of recordings of shows from Edinburgh that I've never put out on YouTube, partly because I'm a bit self-conscious and, it's all, I don't know. I find that, there's quite sort of budget shot, but this one is from 2019. It's my show that I did in the yurt, and I got a guy to come and film it just with two cameras. And I remember actually on the day I was a bit run down. It was a middle of the fringe, and I remember just thinking that wasn't the best version of the show I've done all month. And for some reason, it's always just the fact that I knew the show was a bit better than that night. I've always been a bit self-conscious about putting it out. So what I've done instead, I've just put it on.
And some laughter over it.
I don't know, because it's a really fun show. You'll see the audience really enjoy it, and it's I did enjoy it, but I just felt a little bit under the weather that day, and I was a bit in my own head. But it's still actually a good show, and so but I've put it out for patrons. It's on our Patreon now. You can go and watch a full hour special of mine that no one's ever watched who didn't see the show. And
patreon.com/wearetvi for as little
yeah,
as £2 a
one
month.
of our patrons, Ed Clues. He messaged saying that he couldn't see the show because the show sold out. I sold it because it's only a little room, so he never managed to see the show when he was in Edinburgh because it was sold out. So it's nice that he now can watch it. So anyone who wants to go and watch me do an hour of comedy in a yurt,
I'll
patreon.com.
have a watch
Yeah,
later.
it's good fun. I mean, it's sort of it was a tricky record because it's such an intimate venue and in the round it was quite hard to film essentially,
And it's
but.
two cameras, is it? Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, that's cool.
it's a nice little thing. And I met one of our listeners the other day and a patron. I messaged you about him. He was really nice. I bumped
Oh,
into
in
David
Soho.
Sandbrook. I was walking through Soho, having just come from a gig. I think. Oh, I'd just done a lovely gig. Called. I think it was the West End Comedy Club. It's a new comedy club in town, right next to
Oh,
Leicester Square Tube, and. I was walking through Soho and I just sort of made eye contact with a guy who was sitting outside a bar with a friend, and he sort of did that knowing look, and I sort of went to sort of say hello thinking I might know him, and I took my headphones off and it was basically, yeah, he said he's a patron, David Sandbrook. He was lovely. We had a quick chat.
nice.
He sent his regards to you, said he loved the podcast. It was a
Easy,
very
David.
friendly exchange. It's always a bit weird when you sort of but meet somebody in the street who you don't technically know, but they know you.
Yeah,
You know what I
yeah.
mean? You don't really know how to. You can be a bit like, ooh. But
It's nice, isn't it?
he was nice. He was very nice, and it was, yeah, it was lovely. So there you go. We're very approachable. If you see us in public, feel free
Yeah.
to say hello. Not Julian though, because he is a threat.
I'll just get violent.
He'll either attack you or
I'll
nosh
put
you
my
off.
tongue in your
So,
mouth.
it's up to you if you want to take that risk. It's a 50-50 chance.
Just a gamble, guys.
And other than that, go on our YouTube channel, subscribe, watch the videos.
YouTube.com/wearetvi.
Yeah,
Tap a
that's it,
little
isn't it?
subscribe, that'd be nice.
And our social medias. Go to yeah, join our social media ones. We're on. You're on TikTok now, aren't you? You've set up our TikTok.
Yep, TVI clips, I think it is.
I restarted my TikToks. I might put my advent calendar videos on there,
Yeah, definitely.
but I don't want to look at it. Anytime I've looked at TikTok, it still scares me, man. I don't like. I looked at it the other day, and it just I don't. It makes me feel 1,000 years old. There was like a video of a girl like lip sync into a song, and she was an attractive young girl. I'm gonna say that. I mean, she was probably 20, and she was lip syncing, and then she like stuck her tongue out. I mean, and it had like
Yeah,
four
yeah,
and a half
yeah.
million views. I was like, well, I don't understand the world anymore, man. It's
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
it makes me feel so old. So, but do sign up and go watch our shit.
I'm going to start putting jokes on my TikTok, just like from stand up, just little short clips subtitled.
I might just start lip syncing and sticking my tongue out.
In a bikini.
With my ass out. Anyway, right, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be
Thanks,
back
everyone.
to regular studio podcasts very soon.
Shortly.
Bye.
I think you're changing the podcast. I think you're changing the podcast.
Well, if you die of AIDS in an alleyway.